Today's episode is dedicated to one of our dearest uncles, Uncle Ben Dodson. For those who don't know, Uncle Ben was our old Sunday school buckaroos teacher. When I tell you the impact that that man had on our lives when we were just in middle school, coming up to high school, it was immeasurable.
Yeah. We used to, there was more of us, but there were like the faithful nine that used to always, he'll pick us up, take us in his small little Datsun. Then after a while, he got a bigger Blazer and his business was growing. He still was packing us in the car and would teach us principles, how to be a man. You know, it was the closest thing to
Boy Scouts.
Right.
Boy Scouts, yep.
The golden rule. These
golden rule, the mottos. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the mottos saying, you know, he obeys his parents, his teachers, and those in authority, which actually is a crucial indoctrination, which is a part of society now when we talk about education. It makes you docile. Mm-hmm. It brings you into a subjective stance. And, you know, we've been talking about just being men and what that means in this society with the rise of feminism and the changing of the guard. And I think people, even not to go on a political rant, but people are excited about Trump being president. Subconsciously, you know, I look at it from, you know, the political and the economic standpoint of what they believe and think he's going to do. But ultimately, he still represents somewhat of the old guard of manhood, right? And some of it could have some toxic elements to it, but the masculinity of Trump is what is appealing to a lot of men.
That's true. I was reading something actually last night because they did a poll within the education sector. So teachers were responding to how they think the next administration would look like. And then they also polled students. And I remember one that came out that highlighted just what you're saying was the teacher said, the young girls are terrified, but the boys are excited. They're excited. And these are like middle school, high school. So the irony is that where they did the polling is like in a predominantly Latino community. Mm-hmm. So in us being, you know, Africans, but also being able to assimilate to the macro environment, we see it in all walks of life and all creeds, cultures. Like, there's a yin and a yang, and there's a balance to everything. Mm-hmm. And as you had mentioned, I think when you talk about the changing of a guard, I think in one of our previous episodes, we talked about the war in the heavenlies, because these are strongholds in his actual form. Mm-hmm. Because you can tell the way there's depression, the way people are so animated, so empathetic and so emotional about things like the political process, leads me to believe, why are you so deeply tied to this thing? Like, these are people we don't know, systems we can't see, mm-hmm. that we complain about on a daily basis. But when your person loses or your person wins, you just start to see a whole nother side of human beings that, mm-hmm. to me, I just look at it like, okay, there has to be a lot more going on than what meets the eye.
Right. And the fanfare of like a sports team, in a sense, because at the end of the day, even the electoral college and things, you're not in control of what is happening. Even though they're, mm-hmm. telling you your vote counts, it's more about your vote counts to the understanding of how the impact is still affecting the masses with the indoctrinations and the education and the investment we make into that process. Because the more, if they know that, oh, you're still invested in this idea, then we can maneuver it the way we need to in order to move things along. And at the end of the day, economics is the driving force, regardless of what side you're on. That's the main driving force. This one issue voting and the different ideas about whether we could do this or do that, it's my choice, and the border and all these different issues that we think impact us, at the end of the day, is worshiping one God. It's called mammon or money, resources. And what is happening now is, listening to a post the other day where a financial advisor was talking about the shift that has already happened, that the economic empire of America has already began to tumble. And most people can't see it because the country's so large, or because they're so caught up in the Democrat versus the Republican, so forth and so on. And all those different ideals, and people were crying. The liberals were actually physically crying because they feel so emotionally attached to the situation. But if you dig underneath it all, it's like, okay, why are you crying? What is impacting you so much that you feel this doom and gloom that's coming that can be done in a 4-year period? How much can this man do in a 4-year period that has caused you to have so much anxiety and so much fear? And you hear some of even the women, and I'll get back to that financial point, saying, y'all voted for him, there you go. So when y'all get shot, when y'all get killed, when y'all get this, when y'all get that, I don't want to hear nothing. So it has caused such a divide. And like you said, divide and conquer comes from the realms of darkness, or comes from the psychological, which is still in the realm of spiritual. So the guy was talking about the GDPs of all these countries, and he was talking about America had 2.4% GDP. Germany is in a recession. France, he's talking about the G7, which the G7, if you tie that back to spiritual, they say it's Japheth, but Japheth is not in the aisles. It's Ham who's in the aisles. And you can see the remnants of Ham in Birmingham, Nottingham, so forth and so on. So he came onto the continent so he could have access to the Holy Land. But that's a different conversation. It's actually, the scripture says that Shem and Japheth will dwell in tents together, and then Ham was on the outside. Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tyrus, there's a couple of different, I can't remember, but there's the G7 are the nations that are in default. And we have to remember, all this started happening at what time period? 2020. 2020 was the shift. You could look across the board, because that's when COVID hit. That's when a lot of things happened that we see in the physical. But we have to look at it from our cultural standpoint, i.e. the scriptures that says 20 times 2400 opened up the shift of the change, the cycle of the time that our Savior talked about when he said, you'll see these signs as in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man is about to appear, or when it's the end of an age or the end of an empire. So we're looking at the GDP of Germany, France, all of them were very low. And like I said earlier, Germany was in a recession. Then they looked over to the BRICS nation, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And South Africa, because it's so tied and has so much of the Western influence on it, which is actually Jerusalem, but that's a different conversation once again. And when we talk about these things, you just, no, that can't be because of what we said earlier, indoctrination.
Gotta do your research.
Go do your research. And look at it from Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 2 and walk it all the way through like we did. And we actually have that, and we'll be releasing that pretty soon, where we've walked through it to show you that the locations that have been placed as being the Holy Land may be someone else's Holy Land. So I'm not arguing that. But as far as what the scriptures say in Genesis, the Holy Land has to be in the south, because Genesis chapter 13 talks about Abraham going from Egypt to the south. He was already in the south. He went back down to the south. And then the Garden of Eden is in Ethiopia. Chapter 2, first location that is ever mentioned in the scripture is the land you call Africa, which has all of the resources. We talk about what's going on in Congo with all the coltan, that Google Angola, and Apple and all those people are there, that Angola. So it talked about how China is at 7%, Russia at 4.8 or something like that. So the GDP of the world's economic force, the labor force, has shifted, and it is shifting. That's why Trump said, if you're a part of the BRICS and you're trying to devalue the dollar, you can't come into America, or 100% tariffs. Now, what that means is, you know how the bully comes in and is like, no, you can't do da 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 da, or are we going to do that? I'm going to take my ball and go home. You don't think they thought of that already? So although we are the highest consumers, as they call us, in this barn house, you know, I work in cattle, so now I'm starting to see that the cities were just basically chattel. We go in, we get our food, we do what we need to do, we get shot with our injections, and we keep it moving and start working the ground.
Next, keep moving. You know, so what you're saying is very powerful, because it gets back to, as you mentioned, doing your research for yourself, looking in the scriptures. So if people out there that don't read the Bible, I implore you, in this upcoming year, 25, you can do it leisurely, but just pick it up and just read. Because what you're going to begin to see is that you're going to see a lot of similarities, and things will begin to be illuminated to you, because you'll begin to see. So you just pointed out the G7. You begin to understand when these numbers and things that are regurgitated in the scriptures, you're going to relate them back to things that impact your day-to-day life. So you'll hear the sevens, you'll hear 12s. You'll talk about, as soon as you said that, the immediate thing that came to my mind is year of Jubilee. And what happens during the year of Jubilee, or something else. If people who are into like credit, why is it that a derogatory account stays in your account for 7 years, then it's released? Like, where do these things come from? You think they just sat in the room and said, just threw a dart on the wall and said seven? Nah, they got it from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Now, they didn't tell you the source of where these things come from, but there is an influence somewhere. And a lot of times that influence comes directly from the scriptures.
Yes.
Now, it has been marred. It has been diluted over the years, but it came from somewhere. But once you start to see that, that'll give you a better understanding to know that, if they got it from there, there's other things, other mysteries and things that I should know that I don't know. How would my life, how would my world change if I really understood what was there before us? And that's why the scriptures beautifully say that there's nothing new under the sun. Mm-hmm. Nothing new. There's nothing that we see or experience today that didn't already exist.
Yeah.
The life is cyclical. But once we understand it, you'll know, oh, okay, we understand what that is. Everything. I don't care if it's abortion. I don't care if it's murder. I don't care if it's cheating. You name every type of derogatory behavior that you can think of. Mm-hmm. We can open the scriptures and read direct example of people getting set up, of people taking somebody else's wife, of people backbiting, stealing. Even Jesus himself, his circle of influence, his disciples had people in it. He had warriors. He had soldiers. Mm-hmm. He had the financial people. Mm-hmm. He had the thieves and the rattlesnakes. They were all in his territory. And he knew who they were. So why do we walk in this world thinking that, oh, I can't associate with this person because they're that? No, it's about being aware of who they are and what it is and what's driving them. Mm-hmm. This is why he can say, get from behind them, Satan. Why? Because he understands there's a spirit behind that person. We look at the people and begin to shun the people. There's a force or something behind or that's nudging that person on that they have availed themselves to. But once that awareness comes, that's where the brother and sisterly love come in. Mm-hmm. That's where the empathy comes in, because you got to understand, you have gone through a series of things in life that has brought you to this point. And we don't know what's dwelling within, mm-hmm. but it takes light to see, to illuminate, to say, oh, no, there's a spirit of X, Y, and Z right there. There's something that you've attached yourself with that you need to let go. I even had to do that in my own life, because we go back to Uncle Ben. And then one of the reasons, you know, being in church so much as a youth, mm-hmm. every time was communion time, we opened the scriptures about Corinthians, you know? And this is a part of, I think, society that has shifted a little bit, is shame. We don't have shame in society. Mm-hmm. So we're not as fearful as what could become. So I remember every time we'll be in church about to do communion, because the scriptures blatantly says that let every man examine himself. You're like, hey, I need to get right. I need to make sure. I need to start doing a deep dive. I need to do the inventory to make sure I am taking or doing this sacrament in a place of purity. Mm. But through all that, these are things that we learned as youth. So, you know, when we look at our young folks today, they're not in the church. So where's the community that teaches those basic principles of survival, not physical survival only, but spiritual survival? Mm-hmm. How do you understand how to fast? How do you understand how to pray? How do you understand how to rely on the supernatural and rely on the Most High? Back in our days when Uncle Ben would sacrifice his time, even though he had a family, he had a business, he had so much going on, but he made sure that Saturdays, Sundays, midweeks, he made time for his sons, because his biological kids weren't here. Mm. So we became his extended family.
Yeah.
And I implore even brothers and sisters who are out there right now who want to give back. There are a lot of kids who are your extended family. Mm-hmm. But we need to be able to shield to understand that it's much more than ourselves, because we have to live in a life and live in a way that supersedes what we want, and begin to bless and begin to lead and begin to be that instruction, to be that guide for the future generation. You know, but it goes back to this, everything that we do, everything that affects us is in the scriptures. So in 2025, just pick it up and start in Genesis. Just go. Yeah. Just go a chapter by day, and you'll begin to see. If you even just read it like a novel, you'll read some stories that are going to directly illuminate and be totally relevant to things that you have encountered on a day-to-day basis. Because these were real human beings.
Right.
And living word.
And I think it's important for us to approach the scriptures differently than the way it's been presented to us. Mm-hmm. Right. We think of the Bible and we think of scriptures. We use these terms. And remember, words have its own type of spell or connotation to it that gives you a perspective or a way that you approach it. So when I say ancestral documentation, it changes the way you approach or look at, or the way that I approach and look at the scriptures when I look at it as a documentation of our ancestors or people who came before us. So when you look at the cycles and you're looking at the different individuals. Now their names have changed. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are English names, mm-hmm. so their names weren't that. But for all intents and purposes, the principles and the fingerprints, as I call it, of the Most High is there. And that's why you need his spirit to guide you. But you have to get into the space of where his word resides, where his mm-hmm. counsel resides, where the focus is leaning towards his way of being and the way that he does things. So it's important that as we approach the scriptures, that we have a blueprint to walk alongside, or as I like to call it, a white picket fence that helps as a guide rail. Everything that we do, as you said earlier, the 7 days, 7 years on your credit, being released, so forth and so on. As I've said in earlier podcasts, if you go down to the courthouse in Los Angeles, you would see three statues. And the first one was the mosaic, which was in what? Egypt. Everything came from the land, the garden, the land of promise, aka Africa. What do we have? The obelisk. We have on the dollar, the pyramid. Why would they put the pyramid? Why would they put that there and then mixed it with the different things, with the eye and all these different Greek sayings and stuff of that nature? We think that stuff means nothing because when we were educated, they kept those out of the education. So when you see it, you can't even recognize what's really happening to you. So you become like Nina Simone said, I put a spell on you because you're mine. Mm-hmm. That's real, right? You call it voodoo, all these different things. All of this is spells, even religion. Some of the sacraments that we do, everything that we do, we got a common union, communion of drinking blood.
The blood.
And then asking yourself, what is the nature and the character of the Most High? And then what is being portrayed or taught to us in scripture about a certain thing? Case in point, Abram was told to kill his son.
Go back. Yep.
The promise he gave you of a child, does he like blood? He said already that he doesn't like the shedding of blood. He hates the shedding of blood. Look what he said to Cain. Mm-hmm. So then you have to do the research. So I started doing the research. In my background, that's what I do. That's what I've been called to do. That's what I'm passionate about. The book of Jasher, which in traditional Christian circles would consider that to be an apocryphal book. But the book of Jasher is mentioned in the books that they say are sacred.
Your reference point.
So, okay, that critical mind will say, do I go with what the masses have taught me, what the seminaries have said to me, or will I go into that book and see, well, Joshua, whom we say is a sacred book, talks about Jasher, and then he's brought up again in a couple different places. So it would be wise for me to at least go and read that book and see what it says. Same thing with Enoch.
And in the book of Jubilees,
it talks about a broader context to what was happening, and that Mastema, which is a fallen one, was being used to trick Abram into causing this killing of his son. Oh, wow. And that's why the Most High came in and intervened, because Abram wanted a son so bad so that Satan could what? Get to him. So wherever your weaknesses are, so showing you that Abram had problems. He had weaknesses to look at his wife. They were trying to help the Most High. Hey, how about you go sign with Japheth, Ham, or as they call him, Japheth. Why don't you get Hagar? She's my servant. She's on the land. She's still on the continent. She's in the eastern part, but I'd rather her and she be mine.
Oh, see, the Bible says be anxious for nothing. You just gave two examples.
There you
go. Became overly anxious for child, the other one, and they both derided and went and did their own way.
And it shows you that Abram, as we all do, have blind spots. That's what the scriptures is about. The way they've taught it to us, which is, like I said, a colonization of culture, is religion. You do these set of rules to do da 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 da. But you see different people follow their rules and their laws and their ways of being as a lifestyle. It's not mm-hmm. a religion. Some of it is. Obviously, you have the traditional and those who follow the Talmud and the Mishnah and all these different things. That's beside the point. For the most part, they've made it a cultural thing. So my point is, from the garden, aka Africans, the gardeners, Genesis is telling us that Eve and Adam was made in this location. And if the Savior is the second Adam, then he has to be of the same bloodline. Could he be born of a virgin? When they said in the book of John that his father was Joseph, but we skip through that. Or the blind man saying, son of David, have mercy on me. He's Abraham is our father. That That's talking about blood. You can't come on the earth unless you have sex between a man and a woman, period. Most High has set certain things in order that cannot be shifted. And that's the sovereignty of the creator, or as we would like to say, in nature. Mm-hmm. Nature says these two, period. So if we stop doing that, then that means human beings will stop to be. Mm-hmm. I'm not following that. I don't care if you try to politicize that, or because all that is still agenda at the end of the day.
Right.
If you understand principle and live by principle, then when the winds and the waves come, you know how to stand strong. And like the Savior said, if you walk in the truth, it's a narrow path, because most people, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Destruction of the mind, destruction of the heart. That's why we have all of this mental health issues, having medical issues, autism. They're saying that's tied possibly to the vaccinations. These shenanigans constantly will continue to happen. These divisions, these divisiveness will continue to happen because it's, as they say, order out of chaos to keep you distracted, so that still go into the Congo and extract, go into this area and change, go to this area, wipe them out. That whole playbook has been revealed. The Most High is opening the scrolls. He's opening his word to his children who are seeking him. So as Cole was saying, it is important for us to begin to study the scripture, come into his presence and ask him to teach you. He will bring in the right people. Some of it will be cloudy at time. Sometimes you will be hearing some of the stuff you thought you already heard and already heard that before. No, you haven't. There's layers to everything. Mm-hmm. So you have to approach the word with humility and then the righteousness of our Father. He said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. In the last days, meaning the time of a change, because now it's being driven by spiritual powers. Like they talked about those drones, and this one professor from Yale, I can't remember his name at the moment, he was talking about the extraterrestrials. There's been Congress conversations, and if you look on C-SPAN and all those different places, they're talking about these unknown entities that they can't figure out. And once I start saying that, like, oh, you're going off because you've been conditioned. Do you not know that the CIA pays into Hollywood as well to control your perception of realities? That there's unseen powers that are happening in the realms that's controlling everything. We operate in the unseen all the time. Cole hit me in the AM and says, hey, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D, E, F, G. There was no physical. He came from his spirit, from his mind. Mm-hmm. He spoke it. We're sitting here in the physical. Mm-hmm. That's everything in life. You wake up, oh, I'm going to brush my teeth. It's maybe a routine. That's why it's important. Sometimes I drive one way, and if you get veered off to go another way, it's important to get into the habit of, all right, I can go the other way. It's going to take me 2 minutes more, but I'll go that way. Because you don't know what is going to meet you over there that the Most High has sent his angels to maneuver you into a certain path. I've seen many times where, because I'm so much more aware of it, the Most High protect, like my daughter. She'll be walking in a certain area, and I see that she's about to hit a corner, and it's almost as if a hand just guides her over on the other side. I'm like, hey, she would have got folded. She didn't even know that that danger was right there.
Right there. There you go. That's a good point, because that's a part of the mandate of protection as we get back to, you know, manhood, masculinity. This is why when it comes to war, when it comes to conflict, immediately you have your soldiers, you have your marksmen, you have them at different posts because they have to be those eyes to see. To be the vision for the flock, for the herd of the people. So it's little things like that. Is
watchmen on the
being
wall.
Being aware of your surroundings. Yep. Yeah, you always got to be aware of your surroundings. And that's in life. It's always not thinking about the here and now all the time, but you're a year or two, you're down the road in the future, because what you'll find is the people that you are been mandated to serve and to protect, they're not thinking about that. They just, hey, daddy, we want this today. You thinking about it. Your mind is not even here right now, because tomorrow something else is planned. Next week, I need to prepare for that, as you worried about this right now. And it's just the nature of the innate nature of the spirit of our beings. Mm-hmm. That's how we were formed. That's how we were created to be.
Yeah.
Because without it, this is when we will have an implosion of society. And this is what we're missing right now. So the political theatrics, throw those to aside. When we get back to the natural instinct of man, you'll begin to see these remnants. But once these forces come in, trying to dilute, trying to extract on every level, even to the point of telling you you're somebody else in somebody's body, you don't understand what forces are at play here. Mm. And the confusion is detrimental.
Yeah.
So that's why it's even more important now that we begin to protect our minds and really protect what we digest. Mm-hmm. Because just yesterday, this guy said, he said, they need to just shut down social media because social media is the easiest. It's so influential people, it seeps in and people begin to believe what they see.
Especially if you already have a weak mind, right? If you already conditioned on such a high level, now the social media becomes an instant shocker, just giving you, hitting you over and over and over again. And the reality is you're seeing it because you deal with the public a little bit more than I do. With what you do, and you're seeing it even amongst older people. This is not just the children being impacted. These are
all ages. To your grandparents, social media. I'm talking TikToking all day.
It's really demoralizing society and a form of degradation that the enemy. Remember, he's the prince of the powers of the air. And once again, when you hear these things, because there's a chain, that stronghold that's there, when we call out that fallen one, what does he do? He pulls the chain and starts whapping the legion. Anytime people come around, he would get destroyed. So he would just stay away from people, or I don't want to hear that. Because that light, people don't want to change their lifestyle because Satan has deceived them to make them think that this is the way to go. This is fun. You can have fun. You got to live your life. YOLO, da-da-da, all this kind of stuff. But when you bear it down, when you come into critical thinking, like you said, to think long-term, where are our leaders there? So the people who have been propped up as leaders are usually what they call Edomites. And the Edomites aren't Europeans per se. It is coming from Esau. Esau and Akobi, or Jacob, as they put it. You take the J off. It's Akobi. Akobi in Yoruba means firstborn. So that's what I mean by us beginning to see the ancestral documentation from the context of an African perspective or from a garden perspective, where we can look at things more clearly and begin to prophesy or speak the realities as it's being shown to us. See, that's what the prophets would do. He said, and the Most High came to me and he said, son of man, what do you see? So then speak what you see. And as I spoke, the rumbling happened. Now the Most High has room to dwell, to come in and intervene when we speak the counsel, when we speak the word, when we speak the righteousness of the Most High into the space. It begins to protrude. It begins to penetrate. It begins to break through. And it may seem, because we so taught to think physically, mm-hmm. no one's listening, or physically, you don't know what the Most High is doing. And that word, that weight that's on it is for the appointed time. That's why he said, write the vision, make it plain. Those that wait, it will surely come to pass, because at the right time, the Most High is going to call the right people, and then they have out of a shine. So, you know, being in the entertainment space, it's like, you don't have the numbers. You're not doing this. A lot of people aren't doing this. Most I said, don't worry about that, son. You just do what I told you to do. And in my time and season, I will bring and do what I need to do. So you can't go by the numbers. You can't go by, look how long we've been doing it. And the Most I continues to sustain, increase, multiply, give us favor. But it's not in the way that we think, where it's like thousands of views and da-da-da-da. Will that come? Possibly. But what I do know is that we've been the watchman on the wall, and that's what a man is supposed to do. Man don't do stuff for fanfare. You think these leaders are doing stuff because they want to get your approval. They actually don't want you to know what's happening. They're going to impact you, and then you'll know what it is once it's already set in order. And that's what real men do. Real men don't need the approval of other men. So you got to think about it, or need the approval of other people to like them. So imagine these people that we worship, the celestials, the fallen celestials that depend on their livelihood from you liking them. That's what it is. Because once you don't like them anymore, or don't listen to their this anymore, or don't watch their this anymore, don't watch their movies, don't listen to their music, don't do whatever, they're no longer what? Relevant. But these are the people that we're worshiping. But now you go to the root of it. Who was the head of music? Isaiah 14. Mm-hmm.
You know, so one thing you just said, that's what the book of Proverbs talks about, that iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
Just as iron. This is where you learn, more or less, this is a platform where people are coming to sharpen their skills. Mm. And then at the same time, be challenged to do better.
Yes.
Because, see, the messengers, it depends on who you want to be in society. So, you know, one of the things that we're going to go and talk even further, briefing this episode and our next, would be, you could be used by God or you could be used by God. You know, shout out to Quab, who used to always say that in our band, mm-hmm. because if you think about it, you could be used in a positive manner, or you could just be utilized as a tool without you even being aware of what's going on, you know? And we have to be cognizant of that in all things we do in life. That's why we always should do things with a pure heart, always look inwardly to determine the intense feelings of why we do what we do, as opposed to just casually moving along and going with the flow.
Yeah.
Because there's, what the scriptures say, there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but in the end, it seems like it's right. It seems like this is what I'm supposed to do, because this is what I have been told, I've been inundated with, I've been indoctrinated with. But in reality, this was the wrong altogether. And we're seeing that all across the globe. So when you talk about nation building, when you talk about the GDP, there's a way that seems right to a man, that a government thinks this is what's good for our people, but is it really? Slavery, when they did those transactions for the transatlantic slave, there was a way that they thought seemed right. But in the end, we see what all that turned into. So this is why when we talk, when we say the terms like die to the flesh, because the natural instincts of man have to be guarded by something.
Yeah.
Have to be guarded by the true, pure spirit of God. And we can see it. We see it in nature. Nature, animals do it all. If you sit back and like, if you've seen, on the farm, you just watch and see how animals move. They move with principle.
Only.
They just don't go off and do stuff that's out of their character, out of their, because when they do, those are the ones we know, crazy, disease, or something. But they all move and have characteristics.
Ooh.
God didn't create us to be chaotic in this manner. We had characteristics that there's a formula, that things we can do, we can't do. So we can sit here and listen to what they say is okay. It's okay to be, no. Because in the end, it's going to lead to your own personal demise and destruction. And in even some cases, not just you, but your offspring.
In all cases.
Generations.
Yeah, in all cases.
It just permeates. It just goes. So come, when you come and listen to the Out of a Shot podcast, come to get fed, to be challenged. Why? Yeah. So you can go out and do better.
Yeah.
Take the information and go research it yourself.
That's it.
Like I said, just pick up the book and just start to read. You say, you know what? I'm going to make it a point. Let me read. I don't care if you're atheist. I don't care if you've been in the church. I don't care what your denomination, your background is. Read the book and see. Read the book and you'll begin to see, because universally it's a game changer. And that's what will open your eyes. What did they used to say when we were watching like some of these slave movies on plantations? If you want to hide something from people, just put it in a book, because usually people are not going to pick up the book to understand.
That's right.
So as you said, if there's councils and there's people who systematically, intentionally extracted useful information and references in the Bible, you got to ask yourself, why'd they do that? What is it that was in there that you didn't want us to know? Because you want us to learn and to grasp and take in the information from your point of view. Especially, so you know how they said that the slaves had their own Bible, because the landowners remove certain things that they knew would be trigger points to cause some type of revolution. We need to get that out. No. We need to get that out.
That's probably what Nat Turner got. Nat Turner probably got the normal scriptures and was like, hold on, we missed this book. What? Hold on, what? Because that's how we feel. That Nat Turner energy in the spirit, when I started reading Jasher and Enoch, and whoa, this makes a whole lot of sense why they took this out. Yeah.
I mean, so look at Moses. When Moses witnessed the Egyptian being beaten, right, by the soldier, his natural instinct was to fight back. What did he do? He killed the soldier, right?
Because you bring that in today,
right? If you bring that same picture today, the average person would take out their phone and record. They wouldn't even act. This is how far we've come. They wouldn't even react to someone being physically harmed. They'll take out their cell phone to be a spectator, to get likes and views. This is what we've come to. This is inhumane practices.
Yeah, very. And
the
there's
animal
a price,
kingdom
there's
does
a,
not operate that
and
way.
And there's a price for everything. Every decision you're making is ramifying. It's residualing. There's residuals. And if I didn't use proper English, okay. English is not my language, although that's the language that I use. But it's important. The stuff that you're saying is very important. And you don't have to agree with everything that I say or that Co says. That's fine. But what you should do is critically think. get your research. And if you have a different point of view, share it with us, because I'm open to the truth, to be honest with you. We're always striving, and we may have a perception of something, but if something comes down the pipeline, information comes down the pipeline that challenges what we're saying, then we have to put that into consideration. That's what put me on this journey. My friends was telling me about Harut and Aseda Asar, and that the scriptures, that story of the birth of Jesus was already done before. It's taken, you know, it was stolen from this group. And that, I'm like, really? Okay, I can't be living a lie, so let me do some research. And that's what got me to begin to break out of the mode of indoctrination to become a more critical thinker, so that the Most High could get the information to me to help me understand, to be then be a watchman on the wall. That's Ezekiel 33. We're talking about be a watchman on the wall and speak to them. And he said, use songs. He said, speak to them in songs and they won't listen. But if you spoke it, they will know that a prophet has been among you. And we are prophets, not in the sense of better than thou, because most of the prophets weren't better. As we can see, our forefather Abram or Abram was in a pickle because he wanted to have a seed line. He had all the gold, riches, everything. But if you don't have a son to pass it down to, or children to pass it down to, what do you have? So we need to get into priority and prioritize what is important. And as men, women have their role and their things, regardless of what people say. There are certain traditional roles that we have, or characteristics that we possess, that are for the betterment of the whole, because you need a man and you need a woman to produce life. So each side, 50-50, however you want to look at that, is important. And the men in our community have lost our way, and the Most High is calling us back to be those royal priests unto him, so that we can move our families as well.
That's it.
And with that, catch you next time.